Radio Network. Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the ultimate seller tool. And speaking of tools, here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. It's not too late to call us at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630.
And we were on the phone with Arvidel.
I'm here.
Hi, Arvidel.
All right. So can you, let's go through this again since we're in a new segment.
Okay. When I print up my international customs and declaration forms, it shows on there what I actually paid for the shipping. And then, of course, the buyer knows what they paid. They paid what they paid. And then what I actually pay is maybe $10 or $12 less. And that shows up on the form, which I was always surprised that that it was like that. I don't think I've had anybody, any international buyer ever comment about that or complain about it. Right. But it's certainly a point that could be, you know.
Why is there a difference? Why are you charging more than the actual cost?
I think because I assume because I'm a top-rated seller that I get a certain discounted. I mean, I don't do anything. They generally it's priority mail or, you know.
So do you have your do you have your settings so that you pass on the label settings to your buyer? So there are discounts for sellers for printing labels on eBay, and a seller can specify in their shipping site preferences in my eBay whether or not they want that discount to be applied to the buy, what the buyer sees, or if they just want to charge the buyer the regular rates and then they keep the discount, which is perfectly okay.
Griff, I think that's also just when you go to print out a label up in the top right hand corner somewhere, it says, do you want the buyer to be able to see?
That's different. That's different. That's, do you want to, want to display the cost on the printing label? But the, when you buy a label on eBay, you get a discount. It's a commercial discount that eBay has negotiated. A seller can set their site preferences, shipping settings. There's, it's in there for either keeping the discount for themselves, which means the buyer gets paid the standard rate, or pass the discount on to the buyer.
Well, I pass the discount on to the buyer. However, there is a slight, maybe a dollar sometimes, that will come to me on a label, on a domestic label I'm talking about, on a domestic label. But it's very slight. It's not.
Well, wait a minute. On a domestic label, you don't have to print a customs form.
No, that's just on a regular. But I'm saying if I print a regular label, I might make a dollar or a dollar 20.
Right.
Something like that.
Then you're not passing that on. That's not being passed on by the system. You don't have it set up so that, I'm not saying that you pass it on with the amount that you charge, but the, so let me go there because it's been a while. Mine, I know I set mine up a long time ago to actually set this up for, so if you go to my eBay, not selling, but just my eBay and then the account tab, there is a link on the left hand side. And this is, you probably know this, but I just want to direct people there for site preferences. And then on the site preferences link, God, I wish this was easier to get to. And it's taking a minute to load. There we go. So there's selling preferences and there's one for shipping preferences. And if you, click show and open it up, there should be one here. Hold on. God, maybe shipping rate. Exclude. There used to be one for, indicating. Hold on. Let me see where this is. Offer. No, that's not it. That's the wrong one. I forget where this is now. I know I know we have this where you could pass that discount on.
Okay, well, I'll double check that and see what that is. But nonetheless, I don't know.
So what is your question, though? What is your, what do you,
well, my question is, you know, why would eBay have it set up? Or maybe it's the postal service?
Oh, no, it's not eBay. No, it's not eBay.
It's the postal service then that is requiring that information to show on the customs and declaration form.
It's the United States government that is requiring of the post office, right?
Government. You're right.
Okay. Arvidel, thank you for your call. Griff's going to check on that other thing.
Oh, here it is. Offer carrier specific discounts to buyers.
And that's where in your site preferences?
Yeah. So there's, I wasn't understanding the wording. So under site preferences and then shipping preferences, there's, let me get back there now. Oh God, this is so slow. Why is this taking forever? Who do I talk to at eBay? exactly. Under this, shipping preferences, under site preferences, there's an option for offer carrier specific discounts to buyers. And you can click on the edit link and you can set that up. So I have mine, you can offer a discount, your own, or you can just say offer cheaper online discounted shipping rates. So this is the way of these rates are the first level of discounts available. These rates are published online rates through eBay Label Flow. So if you don't check those boxes, the difference between the standard charge and the discount charge, the seller keeps. They get that as a, you know, as extra money. If you check the box, then those, discounted rates are passed on to the buyer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I'll double check that because I thought I did have that set that way because when they pay with an eBay label that I use, eBay labels, then it is less than if you go to the post office.
Yeah, if you have an example of it, you can send it to me and I'll inquire from our shipping team why there is a difference then. If you make certain first that you have indeed checked those options.
Right.
And all right.
Whatever they tell me, I'll talk about on the air.
Arvidel, thank you so much for your call today. Our phone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Lucy from Venice. Is it Venice, Florida or Venice, California? Now I am confused by everybody today.
We're on the Gulf Coast of Florida.
All right, Lucy. And she's known as Lucy 1036, and she's a first-time caller. Lucy, we love first-time callers. Thank you. What's your question or comment?
Thank you. I'm a long-time listener, I have to say, that's for sure. I have a question. What exactly is the definition or what constitutes an active listing? Because an active listing, the number isn't the same as what it says the items I have for sale.
That would be an active listing, right, Griff?
Yeah, it's just, so tell me what you have and what it shows. Then I'll ask you another question.
Well, for instance, it'll say perhaps my active listings are 1,029.
Right.
But I might have 996 items for sale if you go to my store. So I don't understand the difference. Unless the difference is sold items. Do they consider a sold item an active listing?
No, they don't.
Okay.
So items.
No, I don't understand.
So active listings is the number of listings. If any of those listings, so sometimes the items for sale are more than the active listing. Is that what you're telling me?
No, I'm telling you the opposite.
Yeah, send
sometimes
me an example.
She has an active listing. Listings of 1,029, but she really only has 996 items for sale.
Right. Send that to me.
Okay, Lucy?
Okay, I can do that. It's consistent, too. It's always more.
Lucy, what do you sell on eBay?
Primarily coffee mugs and cookbooks.
Oh. How do you do with cookbooks? I've got tons of them that I never use.
Fair to middling. It all depends.
Fair to middle.
Sometimes the best ones, sometimes the most famous people have the least valuable cookbooks.
Really? Well, that goes to show you.
Yeah, disappointing.
Lucy, thank you so much.
If you get those.
Sorry, what?
Have a good day.
No, wait.
I was just going to say, if you get those. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
If you get the community vintage cookbooks, the community fundraising cookbooks from the Elks Club in 1976,
yeah,
you'll like that.
I have tons of those things from little markets that I used to be heard in. They would send me their, their you know, Lions Club cookbook for the year. And,
oh, you should put those up for sale.
Hmm.
You don't cook.
That's the ticket.
I rarely cook.
I thought so.
When I semi-retire, I will start cooking a little bit.
Okay, then.
Because we can't afford to go out as much.
So I was going to ask if, Lucy, do you have any items that are multiple quantity?
Maybe I do.
Yes. That would make sense.
Maybe I do.
Right, but with multiple.
I'm going to look at that.
Right. So remember that items for sale are the number of items in your inventory, But this, that, what I was confused is that usually means that items for sale are more than the active listings, but you're saying it's the other way around.
Oh.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So double check and then send that to me and I'll take a look and tell you what's going on.
I'll do it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lucy. And thanks for those tips too. Appreciate it.
It's always nice to know that you can sell and make money.
I know. You know, I have those, a bunch of those little, you know, they always have the wire wrapped around them, you know, the little booklets.
Yeah.
I have some of those. Put them up on eBay. Just as FedEx and UPS guarantee delivery times for certain services, so does the United States Postal Service. Going to tell you about that when we come back real quick.
Well, this segment was brought to you by Terapeak, eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Coming up next, our closing segment for today's Ask Griffin Lee show on eBay Radio. Don't miss it.
Estate sale last weekend.
Better than I could have hoped. But now I've got a ton of research to do before I can even price all the great antiques and collectibles I scored, let alone list them.
You need WorthPoint. They've got the world's largest online database of actual sold prices for more than 300 million items. Their catalog of maker's marks, autographs, patterns, and symbols helps you identify your antiques, art, and collectibles. And their new visual search can help you figure out what you've got just by uploading a photo of its marks. WorthPoint also has a huge reference library.
I wish I'd known about WorthPoint sooner.
Me too, because you could have used WorthPoint's mobile app at that estate sale to identify and value items on the fly, right from your smartphone.
That sure takes the guesswork out of buying. Where do I sign up for WorthPoint?
For a 7-day, 7 lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
WorthPoint.com. Thanks.
You've got high-flying plans for your business on eBay, and ShipStation wants to be the wind beneath your wings. Whether your monthly shipments total 50 or 50,000, one of ShipStation's 6 plans will fit your business right now and give it room to soar. ShipStation integrates with eBay and your other selling channels to help you manage and ship orders more easily in less time, so you can focus on reaching new heights. Takeoff is fast and easy, too. There's nothing to install, so you can be up and shipping in just minutes. Plus, ShipStation's automation rules let you customize the fulfillment process to fit your business. And when you're ready to scale up, ShipStation will still be your wingman. Try all the features of ShipStation free for 30 days. No credit card required. Then choose your plan at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 430.
On eBay, it's not just what you're listing, it's how you're listing. Stephanie Franz is known on eBay as top-rated seller, Everything Vintage Steph. And she has this tip on where to start.
Lead with the brand name. For example, Land End, maybe a brand name, and followed by the type of item, and then followed by the item specifics that stand out the most. So it's not that it will get any higher in search or anything, but it's what people see, especially on mobile. You only see part of the title sometimes. So if it says Land's End size 10 women's knit sweater, that might be all I need to see.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Thanksgiving factoid.
The first Thanksgiving lasted for 3 days. A wishbone of the turkey is used in a good luck ritual on Thanksgiving Day. And did you know a spooked turkey can run at speeds up to 20 miles per hour? They can also burst into flight, approaching speeds between 50 and 55 miles per hour in a matter of seconds. Happy Thanksgiving.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the show whose inventory is never a stockout. Give us a call. It's the least you could do. 888-RADIO-30. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
Today's last segment, the closing segment, if you will, is brought to you by Indicia, helping you love the way you ship.
That was good.
What?
Love the way you ship. We're going to do some upcoming events. First of all, let's remind everyone we will be on the air Tuesday, Thanksgiving week, but not Thursday.
Not Thursday.
We're off the following Tuesday.
The following Tuesday.
Right. So we will not. So we will be here Tuesday.
Right.
So please be with us this coming Tuesday.
Oh, please. We had a wonderful meetup.
Oh, was it good? You had a roundtable discussion, right?
Yeah. But so we were going, you know, roundtable. What does that mean? So, what I decided to do was spend some time, because we didn't have a guest, going over the performance tab in Seller Hub, and, the attendees just, they loved it. So we answered a lot of questions, showed how you use the data to help manage your business, how you read it for the health of your business. You can see how many people are coming to your listings, how many people are seeing them in search, how many people are clicking through, and how many of those are actually purchasing. And you can see that data for trailing windows up to 90 days in the past, and you can also see it for year over year. So you can see the same period that you choose, how you did last year compared to this year at the same time.
How interesting.
Yeah, and it was great.
It was kind of like doing an in-depth thing on it, you know.
Yeah, and I just had my
immersing
laptop.
Immersing yourself.
Yeah, we did. It was good.
That's good. Yeah. So you want to start?
Sure. The New England eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup will happen Sunday, November 19th at 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Roundabout Diner Lounge in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. That's a Sunday, November 19th. The topic will be the 2017 Fall Seller Update, and they'll have a special guest, Bobby Miller, who's the founder of the New England eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup. She passed the baton on to Robin Levin after she left to move to Florida. Bobby Miller's ID on eBay is Seacoast Bargain.
Minnesota Online Sellers and eBay Sellers Group Meetup is happening on Sunday, November 19th from 7 to 9 p.m. at RK Consulting and Sales Warehouse in Ham Lake, Minnesota. They're going to have a product sourcing workshop that is fascinating to me. They're going to break down a random pallet of unmanifested goods from a major retailer. They're going to document it and sort it and grade it and analyze the overall value, and then they're going to have coffee and snacks, but you have to bring your own chair.
If you feel you need one.
If you feel you need one.
Or you can just stand for hours if you like.
Exactly.
And then finally, returning back to New England, the eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup in New England is going to meet again on Wednesday, December 6th, 5:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at the Roundabout Diner Lounge in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, on the Roundabout, just off of Route 95. It's a topic, is the Yankee Swap Party Till You Drop. And you come and join them for a full night of fun, games, and laughs for everyone, including trivia, story time, and a good old-fashioned Yankee swap, which to the rest of the world is like a white elephant gift swap. Please bring a wrapped mystery gift and plan on purchasing a meal or appetizer. You cheap bastard, you.
Really?
Yeah.
So I said I was going to do a little report about the USPS. They've got a video on mm-hmm. YouTube. Mm-hmm. Now USPS is letting shippers file claims for refund requests online, and they wanted you to know that.
Oh, really?
A USPS video on YouTube shows how shippers can request refunds for Priority Mail Express, not regular Priority Mail, as well as for extra services, including certified mail, return receipt, and USPS signature confirmation. So you might want to kind of look at that YouTube video. Mm-hmm. So you are going to list, and I'm going to list, but I have to get my photography equipment back from my grandson.
Yeah.
Apparently working at McDonald's was better than being a photographer in my eBay business. What can I do?
I don't know. What would you like me to do?
Come over. Help me take the pictures.
Well, I would love to, but
I'm going to do it myself. What the heck?
I can't be there. I'm sorry.
The life, you know, of a seller. What can I tell you?
I should, you know, if I wasn't working for eBay, you know how I can make a living?
How?
Well, I would sell everything I own and buy, including my house.
Right.
And I would buy a really nice, like one of those high-end RVs that I would live in.
$450,000.
That one, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And you press a button and you get a porch.
And there's a new one that just came out that is totally solar-powered.
Oh.
So it's an electric-powered motor, and the whole thing is covered with solar panels. So then I would drive around, and I would hire myself out for a reasonable rate to show people how to use their cameras. And I don't think I'd ever be out of work.
You know, you would be probably maybe even not wealthy, but you'd make it on that, honey.
Well, I could, you know, I have enough money to, you know, buy a little frozen dinner, maybe a little, maybe a, you know, a pair of socks, and then maybe get in my RV.
Go to 7-Eleven.
Yeah. You know, at this age, you start to realize that all the things, the material things that you thought you needed all your life.
It's weird, isn't it?
You don't need them.
Yeah.
So you sell them so somebody else has them.
I even remember when I was a very, very young woman, first newly married young woman.
Wow.
It was really important what we had in our house.
Yeah.
The sofa that we had. And
Oh, yeah. Did you have plastic slip covers that felt like noodles?
I did not. I did not.
And we did.
But, yeah, things do change.
They
do change as you age. There's no question. Well, Griff, enjoy your weekend, no matter what, and tell Howie hello for us.
I will.
Tell him to keep doing those exercises. We need him home.
Oh, I'll crack the whip on your behalf.
All right.
This segment was brought to you by Indicia, helping you love the way to ship. We'll be live on eBay Radio next Tuesday, November 21st from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. See you then. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication Global Food Provider.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie, a free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Somewhere in the future on the eBay space-time continuum. There, that's today's sold items beamed out to their buyers. Now, let's get the robo-listers started on our latest case of liquidation goods from bulk.
What's in that case, boss?
Check bulk's manifest. It'll show you exactly what we bought.
Bulk sure makes it easy.
It wasn't always easy. Before bulk revolutionized product sourcing back in the 21st century, it was really hard. Sellers had to find major manufacturers who wanted to liquidate overstocked, returned, and open box merchandise all on their own. Most companies sold inventory by the truckload with no list or guarantee of what was included. And shipping, it cost more than your paycheck.
Bulk changed all that?
Thanks to bulk, we can buy by the pallet or case with an itemized manifest and flat rate shipping. Now, enough ancient history. Let's check out those robo-listers.
Bulk.com, revolutionizing product sourcing for online sellers. BULQ.com.
So what do you want for the holidays this year?
I already know what I'm getting. A peek into $230 billion in eBay transactions.
Wow, you must be planning to make a lot of sales in Q4.
I am, thanks to Terapeak.
Terapeak?
Terapeak lets me monitor and analyze more than $230 billion in eBay transactions. I can see everything that's sold on 22 eBay marketplaces worldwide for the past 3 years.
How does it work?
Terapeak gives me key metrics for any product. Average selling price, total sales, number of sellers, shipping costs, listing formats, and a whole lot more. So I know which items are hot and how to price them. And I can monitor my competition. I couldn't run my business without it.
Well, now I want Terapeak too, and not just for the holidays.
You can try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com. Happy holidays.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.